There is, of course, absolutely no accounting for what the weather is going to do. And while it does look like there's a wet week ahead, many are worried that summer 2025 is going to be the exact opposite of summer 2024. Long, hot and dry. If so, our contacts in the Forest Service tell us that we are on course for a record-breaking wildfire season in Ireland. Yes, a record-breaking wildfire season in Ireland. You heard me right. Roscommon fire crews don't need to be told this. They found themselves pulled in the opposite directions of four different bog and forest fires simultaneously this week. Livestock and homes were evacuated, thousands of acres of forestry and special areas of conservation were destroyed. I wanted to see how hard it was to put out a fire when it gets down into dried out peat bog, as it did this week. So I met with an expert on the topic, firefighter Anthony Tynan in Laois, who brought me to the scene of a recent bog fire, started by fly tippers, but exaggerated by the dry weather. That is crunchy, dry material, isn't it? It wouldn't take much to set that off.
Absolutely not. That's very, very dry fuel.
And that's everywhere in this landscape.
Absolutely.
After, what are we looking at now, 4 or 5 weeks without proper rain?
We had a wet weekend, but we haven't had that much rain over the month. And then we have these adder fuels. So we take that surface dead fuel, we bring it up into these shrubs, bushes, and up into the trees and into the larger trees. And that's when you get your really serious fires, when the fire spreads from the ground up into trees.
What is the difference between a fire on a bog and a fire in a bog?
Absolutely. So on a bog, it's surface fuels. Look around there, you can see all the light fuels, the gorse, the light grasses, shrubs. Down in the bog itself is peat. Depending on time of year, that's drier or wetter, but as it gets dry, it becomes obviously a fuel in its own right, which is why people harvest it. And that can burn for days, weeks, months, if it's left uncontrolled.
Raised bogs like this can run metres deep, 4, 8, 10 metres deep. How deep can the fire go?
Oh, it can go down deep enough that if you fall into it, you'll get hurt. Like, you can have areas of bog, if it burns down, where you literally have person-sized holes you can fall into. The bogs we have here have been typically drained over the years for harvesting purposes, so they're quite dry. But you'll definitely burn down a metre or 2 metres, no problem.
So what's the commitment of resources then when a fire gets into a bog? How many days will you have to spend looking at that?
Yeah, it's one of the situations where it becomes more of a machinery problem than a water problem. So you have to dig. You need to bring in heavy machinery and dig out the burning peat. It can go on for ages. You can think the fire's out, you come back, you know, a week later it's popped up again somewhere. So it becomes like a long-term fire. In 2018, the fires were burning for, like, they could go out, and then 2 weeks later you go back to the same site where the fire had restarted. You need to do really, really intense mop-up of these fires to go back, even when you think it's out, and make sure it's actually out.
So when you have had a really, really wet year like we had last year, with presumably also growth after it, and then we have a long dry spell now, and if we're to have another summer like 2018, is that an Irish Midlands firefighter's perfect storm?
It can be, absolutely. So we have the sort of traditional fire season people think of, which is sort of April into May, which is when surface fuels burn off. But when you get those hot summers, you get really dry soil. The heavier fuels dry out, you can get some intense situations. We saw that last year in 2018, when we had very large fires across the area. That's when you can get the particularly damaging fires as well, where it burns well down into the ground.
So what happened here?
Yeah, so there was basically illegal dumping here. I suppose in the interest of not having the stuff identified afterwards, someone set fire to it. So we got a call to bog on fire, a couple of calls for it. Luckily it hadn't spread too far, it was early in the season. And crews then spent a good few hours just mopping up, tidying up the fire. We had it sort of under control by nightfall. Then they came back the next morning just to mop up and make sure it was out, which is the key issue in peat fires. You don't want the fire burning down into the ground.
Looking at all this turf laid out here, I remember when I was a lad, there used to be a practice of burning off areas for ground spread, for drying turf. Does that still happen?
It seems to be less prevalent than it was. Absolutely, if the fire gets out of the area it was meant to stay in and spreads into an adjacent area, absolutely, that can be a risk. Okay. But it seems to be less prevalent. Fires can also spread in from other areas, like say if a bonfire in someone's garden can jump into an area, which I've seen happen recently as well. Mm. Recreational, say for example, scrambler bikes cause sparks during the dry weather can cause fires to start.
What impact then have the policy changes had on the fire landscape, if you like? Things like rewetting, I would have thought would have made the landscape safer, but rewetting implies more vegetation growth.
Yep, you'll have more surface fuels, surface fires, less underground fires, hopefully, with rewetting. Also, the access pattern changes. Less people are coming into the bog for various activities, so that can have an effect. There's nothing that'll make fires stop effectively. Fires will always happen, but hopefully rewetting, they'll be less inclined to burn down into the peat.
Do we either choose to manage the landscape differently as it changes, as climate change impacts and so on, or do we choose to resource you guys with more machinery to fight bigger fires?
It's a balance. The solution won't be firefighting. We have to work on the landscape first because that's the main thing. But then we also have to make sure that when fires happen, as they will, we can't stop fires happening completely, that we are adequately resourced to tackle them.
But it's an interesting old conversation, isn't it? It depends on what hat you put on when you look at a landscape as to what way you manage it. Do you manage it for ecology? Do you manage it for infrastructure like that wind farm? Or do you manage it to ensure that when the wildfires happen that they're small and can be put out easily?
The trick is to find the safe balance.
And no right answers here. It's a balance of interests.
Absolutely. And like we can't have a situation where we've got small parcels of land that are just managed for purely for fire reasons. We have to have livable land and sustainable ecological systems as well.
Anthony Tynan there.